Hello. This is the listening part. Here are the instructions. You will hear each recording twice. There is a pause before each task so that you can look at it. Work on the task while listening. At the end, there is another pause to let you think about your answer. LC1. Now read the instructions and the exercises for task 1. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task.
Welcome to another episode of our program, Outstanding People All Around the World. Today we're going to talk about a superstar from Namibia. Welcome to our program, Lioness.
Hello, and thanks for having me.
Maybe not everyone has heard of her yet in Europe. That needs to be changed. So tell us something about your background.
Well, my real name is Latoya Lucille Mambola. I was born, raised, and I'm still living in Windhoek, Namibia. And I am known there for being a rapper and a doctor at the same time. I started doing music at the age of 14. Today, I'm 26 years old.
So, that name Lioness. Why do you call yourself Lioness?
That's not my real name. That's just a stage name. Namibian names are hard to remember for international music business. So instead, I've got a catchy name to make people remember me.
Why a female lion then?
The lioness is a symbol for inner strength and courage. For me, lions have the ability to bravely speak what is in one's heart and to follow one's heart. That is what I do, living my dream.
Great. What kind of dream?
Well, it's a combination of two lives. I work as a doctor at day and a musician at night, during the corona pandemic in a hospital in Windhoek. And as a musician, I work on stage or in fancy videos at night.
Is there someone who inspired you?
I think I get the whole workaholic thing from my mother. She did her law degree, got her PhD and raised my sister and me all on her own.
Oh.
My mother was the healthiest person I knew.
Why medicine?
Because I like helping people. Growing up in a small community, I realised there was a shortage of doctors at every point in time. I then decided to be a medical doctor to give back to my community.
That is inspiring. And what about your love for music?
My older sister, who is a music producer, she influenced me to get into music. Rap, to be precise. Because my singing was not top-notch at the time. So rap is something I have always balanced alongside my academic career.
One last question. Why rap music? Isn't it a male-dominated area?
Female rappers generally have to put in twice the work as their male counterparts. And I have to admit that things are better for me than for many predecessors. The majority of my fans are women, so I always try to inspire and uplift women with my lyrics.
Great. Let's listen to one of your songs after a short break. And for the moment, I have to say thank you so much for the chance to speak to you.
Thank you so much for giving me the chance to introduce my latest single. Thank you and bye to all the listeners.
Welcome to another episode of our program, Outstanding People All Around the World. Today we're going to talk about a superstar from Namibia. Welcome to our program, Lioness.
Hello, and thanks for having me.
Maybe not everyone has heard of her yet in Europe. That needs to be changed. So tell us something about your background.
Well, my real name is Latoya Lucille Mbola. I was born, raised, and I'm still living in Windhoek, Namibia. And I am known there for being a rapper and a doctor at the same time. I started doing music at the age of 14. Today, I'm 26 years old.
So, that name Lioness. Why do you call yourself Lioness?
That's not my real name. That's just a stage name. Namibian names are hard to remember for international music business. So instead, I've got a catchy name to make people remember me.
Why a female lion then?
The lioness is a symbol for inner strength and courage. For me, lions have the ability to bravely speak what is in one's heart and to follow one's heart. That is what I do, living my dream.
Great. What kind of dream?
Well, it's a combination of two lives. I work as a doctor at day and a musician at night, during the corona pandemic in a hospital in Windhoek. And as a musician, I work on stage or in fancy videos at night.
Is there someone who inspired you?
I think I get the whole workaholic thing from my mother. She did her law degree, got her PhD and raised my sister and me all on her own.
Oh.
My mother was the healthiest person I knew.
Why medicine?
Because I like helping people. Growing up in a small community, I realised there was a shortage of doctors at every point in time. I then decided to be a medical doctor to give back to my community.
That is inspiring. And what about your love for music?
My older sister, who is a music producer, she influenced me to get into music. Rap, to be precise. Because my singing was not top-notch at the time. So rap is something I have always balanced alongside my academic career.
One last question. Why rap music? Isn't it a male-dominated area?
Female rappers generally have to put in twice the work as their male counterparts. And I have to admit that things are better for me than for many predecessors. The majority of my fans are women, so I always try to inspire and uplift women with my lyrics.
Great. Let's listen to one of your songs after a short break. And for the moment, I have to say thank you so much for the chance to speak to you.
Thank you so much for giving me the chance to introduce my latest single. Thank you and bye to all the listeners.
This is the end of the task.